Incoming transmission from the time scanner. Entertaining fellow time agents
stationed in the field,
working in secret
to maintain the integrity
of the space-time continuum. Broadcasting to you from
Time Crystal
Omega at the heat death of the universe. Here is your host, the Time Scanner. And this is the Infinite Now.
Hello, I'm the Time Scanner, and this is the Infinite Now. Today's broadcast is a special report for those time agents who are stationed undercover in the year 2015. You're stuck in this dismal present, and out of all of the billions of years from the Big Bang to where I'm stationed, some might say imprisoned, at the heat death of the universe, you in the 21st century are in one of the most unpleasant times imaginable. You are on the front lines of the causal war, spies caught over enemy lines just before the shit hits the fan. The date of this transmission is June 30th, 2015, and it's a special day, as many of you know. Today, there will be an extra second added to your perception of time. This will happen the moment the clock strikes 11:59:60 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, the leap second. This added unit of time may seem like an addition, an added moment of ecstasy in bed with your lover, but on the other hand, it could be an extra second at your menial place of employment, an extra moment to push a few more buttons, that much closer to your next pellet in the old rat race. Let me lead you through the intricacies of time law to determine which of these options you will get to do. Know that from your perspective, while stationed within the mortal one-way stream of existence, any time added on this plane may seem like a gift. But depending on how you have spent or been repaid with time in the past year will determine how this extra second in time must be spent. You see, as much as you may want to spend the extra moment reading quietly by yourself or playing tags with your kids, or maybe you want to spend that extra leap second having one more moment holding the hand of a soon-to-be-lost loved one, you may still actually owe that extra second in taxes. You may still need to sacrifice this extra second to the corporate deities that rule your time-bound existence. As you may be unfamiliar with the mechanics of time tax law, let me be your guide through this ritual. I will metaphorically walk you up the steps of a sacrificial pyramid and teach you how to submit to them so that they may take this moment of your life from you in the fashion that will bring them the most profit. Will be most lucrative to the interests of the monopolistic entity your universe knows as time itself. Or who knows, maybe you'll get a refund. Consider the so-called extra moments added to your time on Earth. A leap second, a leap day, changes to daylight savings time, the Terran day outside of time, held between the 13th moon and first moon of the subsequent year in the galactic synchronization calendar. Consider these extra moments to be like your American tax day on April 15th of each year. All year, you've been feeding time into the system. You've been feeding time into the system that devours you day by day. Every moment at an unfulfilling job, every moment waiting at the DMV, every moment stuck in traffic, waiting for your Twitter feed to refresh? You have paid a lot of time into the system this year. Every moment of your year devoted to serving another's will is a moment you've already paid into the time-devouring system. Every moment you've taken to breathe deeply and appreciate your existence, to invest in the love of those around you. Every moment used to put in time and work to achieve the potential of your true self. These are the benefits that you've already received from space-time. We will call that beneficial time. Okay, now, deduct your beneficial time from the time you've sacrificed to the system. The sum that you come up with will show you what you owe or are owed by time itself. What did you come up with? Did you get a refund this year? Good! Good. I thought you might. Let me walk you through the ritual to file your return and claim the moment that the system owes back to you. Are you ready? Okay. Cross-reference the number of seconds this past year you've overpaid with the galactic time bracket in the back of the time tax return instruction book that your parents were given at the moment of your birth, but which they never passed along to you. If you don't have this, you'll have to do the following. Since everyone on your plane of existence is devoured by time at the same rate, 1 second per second, you'll have to consult with a good astrologer. If tarot cards are used, I recommend a good triangular geometry of fate deck or an Aramchek Arcana deck. If those are unavailable to you, a traditional Thoth or Rider-Waite deck will do. Okay, do you have the cards in front of you? Cut the cards. Draw. Look deeply into the card you pulled. Look through the card even. Does the card you drew remind you of a dream that you've recently had? Or maybe does it remind you of a memory that you're not quite sure is a memory? Remember this for later. Your time tax bracket won't have a quantitative range. Which column you belong in will manifest itself as this abstract static image that you just received within your mind. Take a clean piece of paper. Cut your paper in half so that it is roughly 8.5 by 5.5 inches. I want you to describe the image carried within the dream or memory that you just received. I want you to describe it in 3 words only. All caps, please. Write it onto the piece of paper. This is your form A365EZ. Fold your form A365EZ into the paper airplane of your choosing, representing the one-directional movement of time's arrow. Take a photograph of this form for your own records. Nobody thinks that they're going to be audited until the Temporal Revenue Service shows up at their door. Just to be safe, take a picture. Since I am acting as your accountant this year, feel free to tweet this photo of you with your time return form to me at TimeScanner on Twitter. Now to file. The Temporal Revenue Service, TRS, will retrieve the form from your body in the next 24-hour cycle, while time itself continues to devour you incrementally. So what the TRS needs for you to do is to get the information carried on the form into your body. Don't worry, this isn't nearly as bloody or as intimate as it sounds. If you are an early filer, you can do this the old-fashioned way, and you can tattoo an image of the paper airplane that you folded, along with the 3-word phrase your unconscious mind conjured from the tarot card, somewhere on your body. For the rest of us, who are always scrambling at the last minute, here is how you e-file. Pour a pint glass with ice-cold water, about 3/4 full, and submerge the paper airplane into the water. Once the paper starts to turn translucent, drink from the glass. Drink as much as you can, but you needn't finish the whole glass. Good. Now your relative surplus or debt of beneficial time is recognized by your body and by time itself. Since you got a refund this year, get ready to enjoy one extra second of Leap Second 2015 in a way that best serves your true purpose and will on this planet. Get ready. Get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? You may want to play this recording right at the stroke of 11:59:60 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for full effect. Can you feel it? Everyone else is getting ready to enjoy the second too. Maybe you can hear them, the millions prepared to enjoy a whole second of refund time, cheering, gathering their loved ones to share it with them. Can you hear them? Can you hear them? Can you? Well, ignore them. This moment has nothing to do with them. This moment is for you. One entire second for you to set yourself on fire with the pure apocalyptic energy of your true potential. Countdown. Can you feel it coming? Your moment churning up from deep inside of you? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, good, good. I hope that was good for you.
This has been and will always be
be
the infinite now. Transmission complete.
This episode of The Infinite Now was written and performed by Richard Penner. The voice of the Time Crystal Interface was Esther Adair. Music was by Psychic Mole, Dr. Quandary, and Alice Effect. Find more at psychicmole.bandcamp.com, drquandary.com, and aliceeffect.bandcamp.com. That's aliceeffect.bandcamp.com. Follow Time Scanner on Twitter at Time Scanner. You can subscribe to The Infinite Now on Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever podcasts are found. For more information on the show, visit theinfinitenow.org. Your very own personalized fortune for tomorrow is this.
A secret admirer will soon uncover the secret they have been admiring.
Use that foreknowledge wisely. And thanks for listening.